Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, October 11th, 1951, one of the oldest industries in Barbados, the fishing industry, was given a boost. The passage of the Fishing Bill, designed to give encouragement to the industry and ensure the safety of fishermen at sea, was passed in the House of Assembly. However, Section 8 of the bill, according to the Barbados Advocate, was the cause of much discussion. This controversial section sought to legislate a maximum fine of $240 along with a term of imprisonment not exceeding 6 months, or both fine and imprisonment, for persons putting to sea a fishing boat not having been inspected or registered, or where the certificate of registration had been cancelled. This fine was seen by a few assemblymen as onerous, while others, determining it a deterrent, believed that the court would use its discretion in imposing the penalties and had to be trusted to do so. However, Mr. Owen T. Alder expressed his unwillingness, as he put it, to leave this decision to the whims and fancies of a judge. Instead, he proposed that the assembly should put in the bill exactly what it wanted the terms to be and not leave it to the discretion of the court. He thought the bill too taxing anyway, given the economic status of the fishermen who were simply trying to make a living. Also viewing the penalties of the bill as too burdensome was Mr. Ernest D. Motley, who laid a motion that would reduce the fine to $50 and the term of imprisonment to 1 month, but this was defeated by a vote of 6-5. Other sections of the bill were also discussed. Section 3 called for the holding of fishermen directly responsible for putting to sea any fishing boat that might not be considered seaworthy. The question of the practicality of inspections was raised, and Mr. Motley made the point that they had heard of people going to sea and losing their lives, but then asked if any member could say if they knew of any type of fishing boat that went down from leaking. He added that fishing boats were invariably sunk by gales. This section was also defeated by a majority vote. Issues like providing the fishermen with life belts at half price or for free were also discussed in the interest of safety, along with having a designated skipper on board each boat who would be responsible for the safety of occupants and to exercise a duty of care to avoid accidents. The idea of loans being offered to the fishermen to repair their boats was also raised. After much debate on the fishing industry bill, it was passed on this day, October 11, 1951, and with heavy fines in place, fishermen knew that this was in the quest to establish higher standards in an industry where safety was paramount.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.